the Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a case determining whether the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner can keep her job. It's Friday, September 13th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Middleton High School's former head football coach is suing the school district. And sometimes the mundane in life can be magical. In today's Wisconsin Life, one writer found that feeling in a goose pond. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will take up a case about whether Megan Wolf can stay in place as the state's nonpartisan elections chief. That's part of a lawsuit filed a year ago after Republicans in the state legislature voted to fire her through a standard confirmation process. Democrats, including Attorney General Josh Call, called that vote illegal. Call filed a lawsuit saying that courts would affirm that. Wolf has stayed in place in a holdover position. Her term in office technically expired last summer. But Call and others say that state legal precedent means an appointed official who does not step down can stay in place indefinitely. The state Supreme Court did not set a timeline for when it will take up the issue or begin oral arguments. The case is not expected to be resolved before the November election. A case that could undermine state regulators' authority to force businesses to clean up PFAS pollution will also be heard by the state Supreme Court. As Danielle Kading reports, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce sued the State Department of Natural Resources several years ago.
WMC says the DNR bypassed the state's process for making rules and setting limits for PFAS when it told an Oconomowoc dry cleaning business to clean up the chemicals. Staff attorney Rob Lee with Midwest Environmental Advocates says the suit is an attack on the state's spills law that requires cleanup of hazardous substances. Under the law, he says the DNR has been investigating PFAS pollution and providing bottled water to struggling communities.
These things that they've been getting and working alongside DNR for the last 7+ years could largely vanish overnight. And so they're very worried about that.
WMC has said the DNR should spell out which PFAS are hazardous substances through rulemaking, a difficult process that can take years. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Middleton High School's former head football coach is suing the school district. Jason Pertzborn alleges the Middleton Cross Plains Area School District, quote, lied, threatened, and intimidated him into resigning in 2023 amid a hazing and bullying investigation. A 22-page police report detailed repeated bullying and sexual harassment from Middleton football players toward a fellow teammate during the 2022-23 season. No arrests were made following that investigation. Pertzborn says he was the fall guy for the school district. He says school officials knew about ongoing bullying by players for years. Middleton school officials say they'll fight the lawsuit and are considering taking legal action of their own. They say Pertzborn's lawsuit contains numerous falsehoods and inaccurate information. Dozens of public housing residents blasted the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee earlier this week during a public hearing. The agency manages public housing properties and units across the city, but they're currently under a corrective action plan from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Housing Authority Board held its first in-person meeting since January on Wednesday. Residents complained about safety and maintenance issues, like drug dealers using the properties. Camila Holloway lives at College Court. She says she's lost sleep in recent months because of bed bugs in her apartment.
But you ain't doing nothing. Why should I have to pay rent where I can't lay my head?
The vice chair of the board says they'll be implementing, quote, additional board oversight, but did not say what that would look like. Coming up, it can be hard to stay in the moment when we've got so much going on, but sometimes life's most normal moments can become remarkable. In today's Wisconsin Life, we'll hear how one writer stumbled upon that feeling. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, host of Beta. Beta is pioneering.
Whether or not you consume a piece of art doesn't make you a good or bad person. You're going to have to find some other way to accomplish that.
And provocative.
I get to play all those things in Better Call Saul. I'm extremely lucky.
And always playful.
The fact that you know the footnotes to the footnotes to the footnotes.
Saturdays at 11 and Sundays at 10 on WPR News.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Mary Kate McCoy with a story about the healing power of nature.
Sometimes an ordinary experience surprises us, turning the mundane into something extraordinary. Writer Crystal Chan felt this on a walk she took in her neighborhood with a friend, reminding them of the power of being present and enjoying the moment.
It was supposed to be a typical evening walk. My friend Zach was visiting from Manitowoc, and when I told him about the pond in our Oshkosh neighborhood, he wanted to see it. What I call the pond is a retention pond for an originally low-lying area in our neighborhood. The city created the pond in order to prevent people's basements from flooding. Mallard ducks congregated there in the summer, and as the autumn drew on, the ducks were replaced by geese. Zach and I walked to the pond at dusk. As we rounded the corner to the pond, we heard them. Geese. All spring and summer, I had seen only a couple geese at a time. Now, there were maybe 50, and they were flying, making wide circles around the pond, honk-talking to each other as they flew. As the last of the sky's color faded into night, the geese continued to make wide, low circles, honking, flapping powerfully, mere feet over our heads. I thought that the geese were just going to circle low to the ground, and that would have been magic enough. But as night settled in full, we heard more honking far in the distance. More geese were coming. Zach and I watched on silently. The original flock of 50 geese were still circling above us. Then a single goose silently landed on the water and cried out, honking to the others. "Maybe that one is a scout," Zach whispered. And sure enough, within moments, the 50 bodies of muscle and wing skidded onto the surface of the water. Moments later, the second wave of honking was above us, another dark flock. The geese, already on the water, cried back in a cacophony of noise until the flying group also skid-landed on the surface. After that, a third flock circled in, honking, more skin landing, 150 geese, then 200 of them. Only a thin strip of light shone from a parking lot lamp, a sliver of visibility. And in this sliver, we saw a density of powerful bodies on the pond. Beyond this thin sliver of illumination, darkness. But we knew that it was not just darkness. We knew there were hundreds of wild animals mere yards away. The power of their presence was tangible. It is not unsurprising that our experience rendered itself as utmost holiness in this COVID world. These days, presence is fleeting. We have all been presence starved. You can't see this inner starvation, but it's there. As the night grew thick, I couldn't see Zach a couple feet away from me, but I could feel his presence. Just as I couldn't see the 200 powerful bodies upon the pond, but I could feel their presence. It was a visceral, primal sensing of presence, one that surpassed any Zoom meeting, one that fed the heart and spirit. At some point, the geese grew quiet and there was silence. In the thick darkness, Zach and I couldn't see them at all. But the power of their presence was overwhelming and palpable in the silence of that night. And in some deep and indescribable way, it healed a hungry, hidden part of us.
Writer Crystal Chan brought you that story about the healing power of nature. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Mary Kate McCoy.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.